I guess, used her
your mom.
Skills. Yeah, she was the president of the PTA at PS6 when we were there. And then she used her abilities. I know she edited a newsletter for Hadassah, the New York chapter. I forget what she did. I know that that was one of the organizations, but I don't remember what offices she had.
Yes, National Council, too.
My dad got into political activities. He was a state senator. So she was involved with the campaigns, the ones he won, the ones he lost.
So he wasn't just a lawyer. He was in politics, too.
Yeah.
In New York State?
Uh-huh.
So did you...
Yeah, he represented what was called the Silk Stocking District. Manhattan, Madison Avenue, Fifth Avenue, Park Avenue.
I see.
What was his name? But he was a Democrat. Wald.
No, his first name. Albert Wald.
Yeah.
And your mother's first name?
Rose.
Did you all help out?
Sure. I was putting up posters. I must have been about 7 years old when I started putting up posters.
Uh-huh.
I stayed. I was involved. I actually was elected a member of the Democratic County Committee, which is Tammany Hall.
Uh-huh.
We were going to reform it.
Yeah.
It didn't succeed.
Didn't work, huh?
But I stayed. I was a member of. I worked for the State Democratic Committee. I stayed with it, through medical school.
Really?
I got pulled off rounds. I would get a call on the health. I helped write the health platform, and then our candidate would have to answer something that Dewey said, and I'd get pulled off rounds. It's a big emergency, and it would be these politicians. I enjoyed it because I wasn't looking for any reward from it.
Like, right.
And the other young guys were all lawyers, aspiring to careers. And for me, it was fun, but it was...
And your mother helped out, too.
She helped with the campaigns.
And how about your sister? Did she get into the politics?
When we were kids, of course, we were handing out leaflets and all that stuff.
You must have been very proud of him.
Yeah, well, it was very nice. We got to meet all the people. I remember visiting Governor Lehman in his office.
Oh, really? Did you get his signature?
I guess it's on the pictures of my father, the usual photo opportunity things.
Uh-huh.
But I went to a summer camp in Massachusetts, and one of the trip day things was a trip to Albany, but this was special because I could bring the whole gang in to meet the governor.
Your father a state senator?
He only had one term. As I said, he was a Democrat, and he was in the wrong district. He got in when FDR got moved up to Washington in a landslide in 1932.
Mm-hmm.
Ran again in for the next term, but the Republicans took
it back. Is it 4 years as a state senator?
I think it was 4 years then. Maybe it was two. I don't remember.
But you didn't move when he became...
No, he commuted. It was kind of rough because... In 1932 and 33, they had special sessions, so they kept the legislature in session practically all year round, which was not the usual, but because of what was going on then.
Right, it was a bad time.
Yeah, but he introduced, I wasn't as aware of it then as later, but he introduced what was the first minimum wage bill for women and minors, introduced the first child labor law. So he made the most of it, though he wasn't there too long. There was the Senate at that point had a majority. The Democrats had a majority of one. And he was the one. So he would try to sneak back to the city and get pulled off the train by the state troopers for a roll call vote. By the time he got to Poughkeepsie, he'd get turned around, you know, when he tried to get home for a weekend. It was.
Did you talk at your dinner table about what he's doing then? Did he discuss with the family?
We were kids. I mean, 1932, I was 7 years old.
Yes, I see, yes.
We were brought up, we always had governesses, so I don't, except for Saturday, we didn't really eat with our parents that much.
You didn't eat with your parents? Both of them were involved.
Yeah.
Was your dad still having a law practice while he was in the Senate?
Yeah, he, well, he specialized in real estate law. It had to do with the fact that my grandfather had a lot of real estate.
Yes.
And had set up a foundation which controlled it, and Dad was lawyer for the foundation.
Your maternal grandfather
yeah.
had it, and
yeah.
he worked there.
And so that was all on the same floor of one of my grandfather's office buildings.
I see.
And, so he had had some practice of his own after the during World War II. He had a political appointment. He was the chief attorney for the New York Area Rent Control.
Oh. That was the biggest thing around, and still is, if
was.
You can have it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you
and
have
some
a
rent-controlled
still apartment.
My son lives in a rent-controlled
yes.
apartment, as
I
a matter
know.
Of fact.
I know.
But,
so he has to thank his grandfather
yeah,
for that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's
these things all intersect.
Yes.
It's kind
yeah.
of funny.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, so Dad was always involved with the real estate law, primarily.
You mentioned that your maternal grandparents were Orthodox.
Mm-hmm.
Were, did you also practice in your home Orthodox?
Oh, yeah, my home, my family, my parents' home was.
Was observant?
Yeah.
Of kashrut
yeah.
and?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Everything.
Everything.
The works.
Where did you go to Hebrew school?
To my uncle's.
Synagogue.
Synagogue on the west side.
I see.
When I got through PS6 and took the crosstown bus and
uh-huh.
more school.
But you didn't go to a yeshiva?
No.
When you were growing up years.
No. Yeshiva students taught me Talmud.
They did?
Oh, yeah.
At the synagogue?
At home.
Oh, at home?
Yeah.
In addition to going to Hebrew school?
Yeah, I guess. Or maybe after post bar mitzvah,
I
the
see.
Hebrew school sort of ended, but I continued.
You mentioned that you usually ate with your parents Saturday. I wondered Friday night
yeah.
or Shabbos
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I meant Shabbat.
So they were always there for the Shabbat.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But they were busy the rest of the week.
Yeah. I
Mm-hmm.
assuming so.
Mm-hmm. So you do you go every day to Hebrew school? Was it an after every day after school?
I don't remember
don't
whether
remember.
It was three times a week. I have a feeling
uh-huh.
something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you have a big bar mitzvah ceremony? Do you remember?
Yeah,
that?
I think so.
You're not
well,
sure.
I remember having to learn that whole sedra and
you did
plus the haftarah.
Oh, you did the sedra
I had
too.
The same. Man prepared me. The was the well, let's see, the cantor was also a learned man, and
mm-hmm.
he and my grandfather studied Talmud together. Oh. And he was my grandfather's teacher, and he was my teacher too.
That's, were you aware of that at the time?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it used me greatly.
Yeah,
my grandfather and I had the same teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his. His name was Adler. And many years later, I think even here in Pittsburgh, I came across Mrs. Adler's canned soup or something.
Yes, but what was his first name?
That was his
name?
Wife.
Was he a cantor or a rabbi?
He wasn't a rabbi, I don't think. He was
just camp.
I don't know if he was the shamus.
I see.
But he was more than that. I mean, he was an educated man.
He was.
And his wife was always cooking. There were always kids around. And I used to go to his apartment to study. And I knew she was a good cook, but it was sort of a shock to see that she became a sort of a national cook.
I thought you wondered whether it was.
No, it was. I don't know if it's
Mrs. Adler's.
I don't know if it's still in.
Yes, they have different products now, but I assume it's taken
well,
over by
that
a
was Mrs. Adler.
Oh, my.
His apartment, the cooking smells I used to drool over after school.
Wow. Was your father also from an observant family?
Yeah, well, as I said, his grandfather descended from these rabbis. And
yeah, but that was his grandfather. The question is whether
father,
his father also.
Yeah, his father was.
Uh-huh.
My grandfather, my paternal grandfather, they were all.
Right,
too.
So you all attended Shabbat services?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Uh-huh. Friday night, Saturday afternoon, every holiday.
Were they strict with you? Did you have to toe the line, so to speak, or did it just come naturally that you accepted the Orthodox?
Well, being part of a family that was, you know, kind of important in the biggest town in the country, we didn't dare do otherwise.
Yeah, I see. So it was part of life.
Yeah, it was.
Did your father not, when he was a state senator, not go in for any sessions on Shabbat?
Well, he had to stay the whole
weekend
if they had a session Friday. That's why he would try to get away early Friday afternoon, and then
they'd
yank him back because the session wasn't ended yet, and they needed his vote because there was a majority of one on the Democratic side, and he was it. So he used to try to get home, but he couldn't make it.
So you didn't travel on Shabbat or do anything of that kind?
I used to my grandfather's office, my father's his building was that he used for his offices was at 30th and 5th. Is at 30th and 5th. It's
still there.
Oh yeah, they're all there. His building's last.
Does it have a name on it?
No. And so when I was going to medical school, before I found a place to stay near the school, I used to sleep on the couch in my grandfather's office. He had a big leather couch. Mm-hmm. I used to look at this check that was over his roll-top desk with his signature, and the check for $1 million. Which was raised. It was he was treasurer, but that was the JDC. He signed the check because he was the treasurer. So, but he had the original check.
So he worked
there
for JDC as well as Hayes.
Oh yeah.
Wow. So he was really
you name
it.
Yeah.
And your father, did he do into those organizations too?
Yeah, he was dad was president of the. Of the Orthodox Union. He was president of the American Arbitration Association. He was the attorney for the yeshiva. He drew up the papers.
For Yeshiva College?
For Yeshiva College. And so we knew names from my childhood. Bernard Revel, I remember, with his red beard.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a thing to see him on a postage stamp. Somebody
very
that
nice.
I just remembered as, you know, one of the many rabbis that were always floating around my grandfather's place.
It's
even the extended family and my dad's sister married to another Orthodox family, and in there was another man who became dean of yeshiva, Isaacs. fact, Asher Isaacs, that used to be, or is on the faculty, it's economics here,
yes,
is part of that family. So
it really was intertwined.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you continue this orthodoxy in your own life after you left?
No.
On to medical school and then on to the army and so forth.
No, I waited till I left New York out of respect for my family, but I didn't have the conviction that this was a necessary part of my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I waited till I left.
What was your father's reaction? You said your mother was somewhat negative about your marrying your wife because she had some ideas as to what might be the basis. But in terms of your wife becoming a convert to Judaism, did your father also have some question about it? Or attempt to
Well, he arranged the teacher for her.
Oh, he arranged
convert.
The teacher.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he was accepting
it.
That when she converted.
Yeah, they both liked her.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the problem.
It was not a problem.
And conversion was...
Mm-hmm.
Even, I guess, you know, being part of that family, this was not the greatest thing.
Were you one of the first among the grandchildren
to
marry somebody and... who converted to Judaism rather than came from Jewish background?
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm. So this was really quite new, this kind of idea.
My sister married a man who wasn't Orthodox, and that was...
That was almost as big, right?
Yeah, just about.
Does she keep...
I don't think
no.
so. We never were very close, actually.
What was the age span, did you say?
A year and 2 months.
Oh, that's pretty close.
Yeah, but,
mm-hmm.
But we went separate ways somehow.
In your development.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, what did you go on to Yeshiva College after you finished with your... Bar Mitzvah and then your individual learning period?
No, I went to the PS6 following my mother's footsteps.
That was the school she had been.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
My cousin, I said to the doctor's two daughters,
right.
The younger one was in my class,
mm-hmm.
PS6. Mm-hmm. My mother and her sister had been in the same class
I
all
see.
The way through. We had, my cousin and I had the experience of a couple of teachers who said, when your mothers were in my class, they didn't behave that way. I mean, it was...
Uh-huh.
And then in the high school, I went to the same high school my father went to.
Which was?
Townsend Harris,
mm-hmm.
High School. It was,
is that a public high school?
Yeah, it was the first public high school in the country.
Mm-hmm.
It was called, when Dad went to it, it was called the sub-freshman department of City College.
Mm-hmm.
Which was the first public college.
Yes.
And by the time I went to it, it was called Townsend Harris High School. It was started by Townsend Harris, who was chairman of the Board of Education after he got back from being the first ambassador to Japan. He was the one that came in after Admiral Perry, and they stuck him in a seaside village, fixed him up with feminine help, and tried to keep him away from the political figures. It's an interesting story.
I never knew.
Then he came back, and he was head of the Board of Education and started the first...
in New York, the
public,
Board of
Education. Yeah.
So they named the school after
yeah.
him.
Yeah. And it it was programmed to do the 4 years' work in 3 years, with by entrance examination from anywhere in the city. It wasn't
Oh, you could
take
go.
District.
Wasn't
but you had to
this
pass
man.
A tough exam.
You did.
And,
so there was a certain level of
it was all
there.
Boys, and it was a high proportion of Jewish boys,
uh-huh.
as you might guess.
And the teachers were men?
Yeah, men.
Uh-huh. And where did you, and when you graduated from there, where did you go?
I went to Columbia.
Mm-hmm. For your college?
All boys.
All boys again.
Yeah. In fact, Fiorello LaGuardia decided that he didn't want that high school to continue because of its relationship to City College. If when you graduated Townsend Harris, you automatically were admitted to City.
Oh.
It had started as the freshman department mm-hmm. of City, and it was under the Board of Higher Education, mm-hmm. along with the colleges. And LaGuardia controlled the Board of Education, but he didn't control the Board of Higher Education, so he decided that this high school had to go. Dad was president of the PTA then, and they fought hard to keep it open, but it closed just at the time in World War II when everything was being accelerated, and they closed the three-year high school.
What was he afraid of, that the guys would only go to the City College and not attend?
Political control.
I see.
That was, he didn't name the Board of Higher Education members. He named the Board of Education members, but the Board of Higher Education was named from Albany.
So he would have no control.
Yeah.
Was that why you didn't go to City College from?
No, I had decided. I was influenced by my uncle, the doctor,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to get into medical school.
I see. So your aspirations were already known to get into med school.
Yeah.
Was that during the war, too? World War II?
Yeah, I got out of high school. Let's see, I was 1942. Mm-hmm. I was 17. And went through Columbia, the accelerated program.
3 years? Was that 3 years?
Well, I was there for a year and 9 months.
Oh.
But it did 3 years' work. Uh-huh. And then after the first year in med school, they gave us our bachelor's degree.
Oh, I see. So you were one who tested probably for med school and were able to...
Well, we had to be admitted. I was admitted before I was 18. They had...
College.
To medical school. I had interviews before I had any grades on the transcript. I remember at PNS, the interviewer looked at the transcript. Well, there are no grades here. And I said, I haven't taken any finals yet. I mean,
at Columbia.
That was,
So you applied in your first year
of
Columbia.
That was
the way you did it. Was that because of the war?
Yeah,
happened that way.
Wasn't your husband involved in the same time? He was
a
year below
similar.
Me in medical school,
ahead
of me, Bert Stolzer.
Yes.
I haven't seen him since, but I remember the name.
Mm-hmm. Right. He too got in early.
Yeah, it was mm-hmm. that screwy time.
Yeah.
We were the class. There was no. The draft regulations didn't exempt pre-meds, and so the med schools were in a panic because they weren't going to have a class.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Accelerated the schedule to interview people,
mm-hmm.
so we were being interviewed before we had a year of college.
So they actually took you on the basis of that interview, and what they knew generally of your background rather than how you were doing.
Well, no, Columbia PNS, because of it was part of Columbia University,
right.
was interviewed even earlier. So they interviewed me before I had any grades. It was before the first semester was over.
What is PNS?
Physicians and Surgeons. That's the medical school, Columbia University's medical school.
So they did it
Because they interviewed the Columbia pre-meds before they interviewed anybody else. So it meant for us that it was too soon.
Yes.
So I went to Bellevue. But I think my interview was NYU. you were. I had some grades on the transcript.
I see. But then it was good that you didn't go to City College.
Well,
because you wouldn't have been first on the list to be interviewed, right?
Yeah, well, that was the game. It was easier. I mean, there were quotas then. You may remember. There was a quota to get to Columbia. My uncle, the rabbi, had gone to Columbia, and my mother had gone to Barnard, and my aunts had gone to Barnard, so I guess I got in with a little
good
hope
background
from the alumni.
Yes.
Medical
I'm sure
school,
your marks at Towns and Harris stood you in good stead.
Well, that was
were you
rough.
One of their
that
honor?
Was very rough. I mean, the worst of the students at Towns and Harris was better than because
sure
of these competitive examinations,
so
I wasn't a ball of fire. And, anyway, I managed to get into medical school. Yeah.
Was there some reason they didn't take girls at Towns and Harris, or was it just the policy of
City
church?
College didn't have women either. Columbia College didn't
so
have
this
women.
So this just followed.
It was. And I think at that point, Hunter High School was. That was the other one under the Board of Higher Education because of the relationship.
Yes.
And that was all girls.
Yes, Hunter. I remember that. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I think some of the other schools were.
So what year did you actually enter medical school?
44.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the war was still on. I was. My problem that I foresaw when I entered was I wasn't going to be 21 when I finished, because that was also being accelerated then. And you couldn't get a license to until you were 21. But the war ended while we were in, and we finally got a summer off, and it was quite a rat race. It wasn't a good way
pressure
to get educated.
It was pressure all along.
Yeah, that year and 9 months of college
wasn't
not
the college
not
of
the way
today
to go.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I was lucky. I did get in to a course on, it was called Colloquium on Important Books. It was that course which Mortimer Adler had taken and then took it to Chicago.
Oh, he took
that
it
was
to
a
Chicago
derivative of this colloquium. It was taught by the best minds at Columbia, and it was a very limited. About 15 students and two professors, and it was. I managed to get. I think there weren't many pre-meds that even
took it
or tried to get in, but I was lucky. So I got a little more than just the trade school education that most of us were getting.
So then, when you got into Columbia, did you know which direction you wanted to go?
Oh yeah,
in terms of medicine.
Oh, which part of medicine?
Yes.
No. I my uncle was a gastroenterologist. He was chief of GI at Lenox Hill, which is also a little unusual. Lenox Hill, before World War I, was the German hospital, it was called.
Oh,
we lived in Yorkville. That's the German section.
Yeah, Yorkville, I remember.
Lenox Hill was in the center of it,
and
he was the first Jew around.
Did they know he was Jewish?
Yeah. There was a German gastroenterologist named Max Einhorn, very eminent one, and he was Jewish. And my uncle studied under him, and that gave him the credentials.
Mm-hmm.
The German hospital changed its name in World War I to Lenox Hill Hospital.
Did they accept Jews as patients?
Yeah, my father's older brother in the flu epidemic died at Lenox Hill, they did. But
now this uncle who was
and he was obviously he was in internal medicine, GI, and I guess that influenced me.
Did
too.
He talk to you about it?
Yeah, I used to talk to him about medicine. I used to look at his books in the office.
What motivated you toward medicine with a father who was not only a lawyer, but a state senator one time, and interested in politics. I mean, it's a whole different area of life. And your mother was at Barnard, but did a lot of community work. What influenced you to move toward medicine, do you know?
Yeah, we had a lot of books at home. I read a lot as a kid. First, possibly it was the need for a mastoidectomy when I was about 6 years old. I was a patient at Beth Israel. I was kind of fascinated with it all. I guess in retrospect, they let me have the run of the place, as my grandfather's, as my uncle was on the board and all that. But that experience, and then I came across a book called Microbe Hunters by Paul DeCrease.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I still have it. It was my father's book, but I still have it.
That
really influenced me.
Mm-hmm.
And my uncle was doing research along with
Dad didn't feel, hey, listen, why doesn't my son become a lawyer and follow my footsteps, etc.?
He may have felt it, but I couldn't. I never could understand this business of being an advocate, regardless of whether the client was guilty or innocent. I mean, I understand the system, but I just